This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
You know, last week we talked about the controversial cover of Rolling Stone magazine, and we didn't get a chance to talk about Helen Thomas, and I don't think we should let too much time go by without talking about her. Helen Thomas died at the age of 92 about a week and a half ago. Well known for covering the White House, first for United Press International and later for the Hearst Syndicate. Late in her career, she was always front and center at the White House briefings and a trailblazing journalist, Lisa. And I don't know that she should simply just be regarded as being a famous female journalist. She should simply be known as being an outstanding journalist.
Certainly, she was an outstanding journalist, and she was impressive on two levels. I think, she was one of the, if not the first, female correspondent of covering the White House at a time when it was male dominated. I mean, she started covering Kennedy in the '60s and covered every president up to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So. She was certainly pioneering in a male-dominated field. And secondly, just her sheer longevity. I mean, she worked until 2010, so she was in her late 80s, and she was still asking tough questions. And she was so well-known. She became kind of a celebrity at the White House, so I think presidents would call on her, and she had she was very much looked up to.
Well, she said the presidents had the ultimate responsibility, and that was her standard. She held them to that, and that was the basis, I think, of her tough questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing about somebody like her, like Helen Thomas, is that they have so many years in the business doing the same thing that they sort of acquire almost, for lack of a better term, kind of a God's eye view about what's going on, and they can think, they can compare what's going on today to what went on 40 years ago and be in the know on all of these kinds of issues and so forth, which enabled her to ask those tough questions and, to not shy away from them and so forth. And so she really stuck by her guns. That's a hard thing to do.
It is our job as journalists to ask the tough questions, but when you're facing the person who's
considered
the most powerful person in the world.
Think about it.
Not always easy to – it's easy to sort of back down a little bit, but you get the feeling she – especially as she got accustomed to covering the White House, I don't think she backed down much.
Mm-hmm. And that's also – that's impressive. She didn't just coast in her later years. I mean, mm-hmm. She was still had that fire in the belly. And we were talking before we started recording about the question she asked President Bush about are disputing the connection between
Iraq and
9/11, and holding him accountable about that.
She came to speak at Western Illinois University a few years ago, and I sent someone else to cover that, so I did not get a chance to meet her. But you did get a chance to meet her, Lisa.
I got to meet her, and I attended the panel. She was on a panel with other journalists, including Tribune columnist Clarence Page, and she was terrific. I mean, she was just very outspoken and had a lot of chutzpah, and just she was great, and she must have been in her 80s then.
You had just left reporting at that time to teach. After hearing her speak, did you want to jump back into a newspaper job?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's pretty inspiring, and I hope she was inspiring to students too. Yeah.
I would think somebody like that would be, students, I bless their hearts. I think sometimes they see somebody who's really old and they equate that with somebody who's passe and out of it and everything. So to see somebody who's really pumped up and into it and articulate and, not suffering from Alzheimer's or anything like that, the popular notion of old folks is that way. To see somebody who's still on the beam like that—that's that's got to be kind of a stereotype-shattering experience.
Definitely.
Which is a good thing. Yeah.
And just still so passionate about her work and her
mm-hmm.
profession, and she definitely shattered the stereotype of the hard-driving, macho political reporter. She's this diminutive woman in her 80s, but the things she says. You were not what typical diminutive 80-year-old women would say. So,
Well, and maybe this is part of what kept her so sharp was that she was doing what she really enjoyed. She really had a passion for it, which you could still see. And maybe that's the sort of thing that, that kept her sharp, was just having that, that passion for the job and loving it so much that she could just continue to do it. And certainly, I think we all talk to students about this. The world of journalism, you know, radio, newspapers, TV, whatever it is, you need to have a passion for it, because there are going to be a lot of long days and there are going to be a lot of tough days. And if you don't like what you're doing, you're just going to be miserable with your time. And I think she certainly demonstrated she's an example of someone who really had a passion for journalism.
And she also, I think, stuck by her principles for years. I mean, she clearly had, you know, a real well-defined sense of self and a real well-defined body of principles that she worked by for years and years. Because, you know, I mean, it everything I've ever heard about her is, you know, that she was very consistent through the years and unflinching and all this kind of stuff. And that's something else that I think probably gave her a certain degree of resilience, you know, against the powers that be. So,
yeah, well, and in this world, media world today, where it seems very partisan, at least on television, where you have your conservative and liberal networks, supposedly, she was an equal opportunity in terms of her tough questions. It didn't matter if it was a Democratic or Republican president. She held the person accountable and asked the tough questions.
I always thought, yeah, she did, and I thought it was, for someone so respected and who had such an impressive career, I thought it was sad that her career ended in a controversial way in 2010. There was, a YouTube video quoting her saying that, I don't know if you remember it, but about Israel getting out of Palestine.
Well, she said, Israel should get out of Palestine, the Jews should go to Germany and Poland and America and elsewhere.
And that effectively ended her career.
She resigned shortly after that.
After the controversy about that. But again, I guess it shows she wasn't afraid to speak her mind, which you have to respect.
Yep.
All right. We're done speaking our minds for today. We've run out of time, but our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.